We continue our learning of the Nishmas Dali b'Menachem Moshe Menachem Yaakov b'Pidach Osoliyah where in Makos Perikimel Mishnah Dalet. We're going to discuss the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, sending away the mother bird. We discussed in Parshas Ki Seitze, where the Torah speaks about someone who finds Ki Kari Kansi Perol Hanecha Baderech, and the mother bird is Rovetzes Al HaEfrochim, Ol HaBitzim, on the chicks or on the eggs, Lo Sikach HaEim Al HaBonim. So there's a negative prohibition to take the mother, Al HaBonim, literally on the children, on the chicks, and the Mishnah here discusses that very issue, although the Torah says afterwards, Shalech teshalach esaim, vesanim tikach habanim tikach loch, you should send away the mother bird. So seemingly the Torah is saying that at the very outset, don't take the mother and don't take the chicks while the mother is there, but rather send away the mother bird. Here we're talking about someone who violated this prohibition. Is there a way to rectify it? So hanotel eim al habanim, here someone takes the mother bird from a nest while she's sitting on the young and violates this issur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loke gets Malkus for that, and Veinu Meshalech, and don't bother sending away the mother bird. Rabbi Yehuda understands that when the Torah says Lucy Kach Eim Al Abonim, although it's written, Shalech Teshalach is written after that, that doesn't mean that Shalech Teshalach can rectify this negative commandment. Rabbi Yehuda does not look at this as a lav hanitak la'ase, where you have a negative commandment and then a positive commandment that can rectify it, like Veheshiv is Agzeli, you steal something and then you can rectify it by returning it. Or no, sir, leftover meat from the carbon, you can then burn it and rectify, and therefore you don't get Malkus. He says, no, you do get Malkus. According to him, this is not a lav hanitak la'ase, and therefore, if you take the Eim Al Habanim, it doesn't help now to send away the mother bird. V'chachamim omrim, mishaleach ve'enu loke. They say shaleach means that you send away the mother bird after you took her. So here, it's a lav hanita klase. Shaleach to shalach follows the prohibition of loshikach Eim Al Habanim. And therefore, you can send away the mother bird even though you took her in advance. Zehaklal kol mitzvas losa seishesh b'kumaseh ein chayvan. This is the Chachamim's opinion here, and this is not only true here, but anytime you have a positive commandment where there's a kumaseh, you have a negative commandment and there's a positive commandment that can rectify it, so you should do so. Take, for example, a person who lends money to someone, you can't go into the house of the loveh to take the security from him, and you should stand outside, let him come out. Let's say you did so. So the Torah says that you have a right, you can return the security, so that the way to rectify it, you're not going to get Malkus for that. And therefore, that's the general rule. Kol mitzvas losa seishesh b'kumaseh ein chayvan aleh. There's no liability of Malkus. Question is, what happens if you don't rectify it? How long do you have? So the Gemara discusses on Daf Tezvav, and has a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that as long as it's still possible to fulfill the aseh, the positive commandment, you're not going to get Malkos. And in order to be chayv Malkos, the person who violated the sin, let's say taking the mother bird or taking a gazelle or whatever it is, you have to actively be vatel, nullify the possibility of performing the mitzvah aseh. Not that you just didn't do it, but now, because of something you did, you actively now were mevatel it, and you can't fulfill it anymore. Let's say you kill the mother bird. So now you can't ever send away the mother bird. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Then, and only then, are you going to get Malkos for a lav hanita klase. That's what's called bitlo velo bitlo. That's where you nullify the mitzvah saseh, or you don't nullify it, which means if you end up nullifying it, only under those circumstances are you going to receive the Malkos. Let's say the bird just dies, and now the mother bird, so you can't fulfill the mitzvah, so you're not going to get Malkos because you didn't remove that possibility of rectifying the sin. So therefore, that's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. That's what we call bitlo velo bitlo. Reish Lakish says, no, you want to get Malkus, it's a lot easier to get Malkus. That's what we call chemo velo chemo, which means, once a person comes to Beis Din for the Aveira, let's say he stole something, or he went in to get the security, or he took the mother bird, or took chicks without taking the mother bird, so then he is given a hasra, a warning by the judges to fix whatever it is, and if he doesn't, he gets Malkus. So what does he have to do? He has to fulfill the positive commandment. Even if he is not mevatel it, if he doesn't do it, then he's going to get his Malkus. So that is Reish Lakish's opinion, what we call chemo velo chemo. Paragimel Mishnah here. Hakorech karcha barosho. A person makes a bald spot on his head, or a hamakif Pa'as Rosho, a person who we call cutting off the payas of a hamashkis pa'as zikano. This is where a person cuts off the hair. We'll see what that means on the beard. The hasore tzrita achas alameisor. He cuts his skin because that is sign of mourning, of a loss of a close relative. Then chayiv is going to be chayiv malchus. Let's go through each one of them. Hakorech karcha barosho, making a bald spot on your head by tearing out your hair, and this is as a sign of mourning based on the pasuk v'losa simu karcha bein enichem lames. Now, although when it comes to the Kohanim, it says lo kirchu karcha b'roshem in Parshas Emor, it's also said they can't make a bald spot, and there it does not say on their head, and therefore, and there it doesn't say anything about lames. We connect the two psukim, the one that speaks to everyone, lo sasimu v'lo sasimu karcha bein enichem lames, to lo kirchu karcha b'roshem. And one thing that we learn from it is that we're speaking about pulling out hair on the head, although one of the pasuk that speaks about lames and as a sign of mourning says bein enichem, between the eyes, and the pasuk that doesn't say lames says barosham. So we know actually we're speaking about pulling out the hair, making a bald spot on the head, but it's only in reference to mace. In fact, this is actually the source also that when it says that we wear the tefillin bein enecha, that it really means on the head, between the eyes. Because the same way here, we have a bein enechem lames pulling out hair. It says between the eyes. That really means berosham, because of the other pasuk of causing a bald spot. So, and the fact that we know it's only lames, so this is the connection between bein enechem and berosham as well. So, the Bar Tanura there tells us that this is a gzera shava. He says, "V'lo sosimu karcha ben lechem lames." According that pasuk, and we learn gzera shava karcha karcha ma b'Yisrael al mes af pekonim al mes. And the sheer karcha is kigris, is the size of a bean. Less than that would not be a full violation of the prohibition in order to be chayiv malchus. So here, hakorech karcha barosho is going to get malchus for that action. V'hamakiv pa'as rosho. He is someone who cuts off the hair of the temples behind the ear to the forehead. That's what we call cutting off the peos, based on the pasuk lo sakifu pa'as roshechem. And so here, there is now, what does it mean in Pa'as Roshchem? There's no hair behind the ears or on the forehead. So obviously, when we speak about cutting off the hair from the temple area, so it means that where you're making an even line with the back of the ear to the front, and that's basically cutting off the peos. Where's that? So that is like the temporomandibular joint, the TMJ. That's where the peos are. That's where the lower jaw is connected. That's the joint to the upper jaw, and that's what we call the peos. Let's say someone else cuts off someone's payos. So this is also only applies to men. This is one of the three negative commandments that do not apply to women, shaving the face with a razor or cutting off the payos or coming in contact of a bas kohen with the dead. Those are all permitted for women, even though the negative commandments. Although it doesn't apply to women, does apply to someone who's doing it for someone else. Based on the pasuk, it says lo sakifu in plural, means that this isra applies both to the person who cuts it off and the person who's sitting there and having it cut off as well. Now, the person who's sitting there is only going to be chayav if he moves his head around a little bit. Otherwise, he's sitting there passively. If he's active and moves his head, he's going to get malchus as well. If he sits there passively, he's not going to get malchus, but he still violates an isser. What about women cutting off the hair of men? So this is machlokas. Some claim that she's certainly not going to get malchus for that. Now, she doesn't have the isser herself, but nonetheless, it's going to be an isser deraisa according to the Rambam, and according to the Rabbit, it's only an isser derabanan, right? According to the Rambam deraisa, and according to the Rabbit derabanan, but there are no malchus for women and cutting off the payos of a man. Then the Mishnah continues, Vahamashkas pa'as zikano. This is shaving off the beard. And pasuk says, Velo sashchis eis pa'as zikanecha. That means don't destroy. And the assumption is when you're destroying it, that is something that's done with a shaving specifically with a razor. And here too, it's not only the person who's shaving it off, but the person who's sitting there, and he will get malchus as well, even for moving around. Although the language of lo sashchis eis bazikonecha is only singular, it also there says lo yigalechu in plural. So just like lo sakifu, it's plural, includes the one who's doing the cutting and the one who's sitting there, assuming he's assisting him, will get malchus as well. And if he's passive, it's still an issur d'oraisa without malchus. So too, when it comes to shaving off the beard, the same thing is true. We'll see a little bit later in what are we not permitted to use to cut off the beard. Then the Mishnah says, "V'hasarit srita achas alameis." We mentioned pasuk says, "V'seret lamesh lanefesh lo sitnu b'vzarchem." The person cuts his skin with his nails, with a knife, out of the pain, the anguish for someone who passed away. So that is a violation of this iser. Now, you're only going to be chayv malchus if you do so out of the alameis. If you do for another reason, you're upset about losing a lot of money or something like that. So that is, you do not get malchus. What is that? Is there an iser d'oraisa? Some say yes, and some say some say that that is completely permitted, and according to others, no, that's still going to be aser. So once again, the Mishnah says, "V'hasorit srita achas alameis," you're going to be chayv malchus. Says chayv, but what about sarat srita achas al chamisha meisim? You cut yourself out of anguish over five people who died. Or you did it five times for one person who died. So in all of these cases, you're going to get malchus for each person that you cut your. So the first case was for each person. You did it one time for each person. That's five sets of malchus. Assuming you can tolerate the five sets of malchus, and if it's five people. And if it's five times as well, even for one person, you're going to be chayav of five sets of malchus as well. Then the Mishnah says, al harosh shtayim, achas mikan, achas mikan. So when we speak about the peos, rounding out the corners of the hair, shaving off the hair by the temples, what we call the peos, so you're going to get two sets of malchus, achas mikan, achas mikan, which means one for each side. Each side, each peah is a separate isur. Even if you do it all at one time, nonetheless, there's going to be two separate isurim. There are two peos, and it says lo sakifu, so that applies. We assume that each one is considered separate, even if you do it all at one in one shot. V'halazakon, shtaymikan v'achas milamata. When it comes to shaving off the beard, so the person who will actually violate five sets of malchus, because there are five corners of the beard potentially that he's going to destroy. There are two on the right, two on the left side of the face, and one at the chin. We're speaking about a razor, as we'll say. It's not just using a shaver or scissors. That's not a problem. That's a problem for cutting off the peis, but not cutting off the beard, as we will see. What are these five spots exactly? Different opinions. One opinion believes that it's the two corners of the lower jaw and the two bones of the upper jaw, right below where the temples are, and the chin. That's one opinion, what the five corners are. Some say it's the two ends of the upper jawbone on either side. So that's very close to each other, those four corners, and the chin will be the fifth. And some say it's the two upper jaws and two ends of the mustache area and the chin as well. So different opinions. That's why we generally don't use a razor to shave any part of the face. Rabbi Eliezer Omer im nitalo kulo ka'achas en ochayv ala'achas. He says if you remove the whole beard at one time, you're not going to get the five. You don't get so because it's five corners. He says you're only going to be chayv one set of malchus, even though you cut all of the five corners. He says, since there's only one iser d'oraisa about lo sashchis pasik anecha, so you're not going to get it when it comes to the peis, it's the lo sakifu in plural. So that's telling, okay, there are two peis, two separate areas. That's one thing. When it comes to the beard, there's only one iser. We consider it all one unit, and therefore, are you going to be chai of for only one set? The Tanakam obviously holds. No, you're chai for each one. The Torah uses a language of pa'as, pa'as zikonecha, which sounds like it's saying, don't destroy this corner of the beard, and this corner of the beard, and this corner of the beard. And that's each one, the five times, the five corners, and therefore you're going to be chai for each and every one. And now we discuss in what way can a person cut the beard? Ve'enu chayev ad she'itolenu bitar. You only chayev if you remove it with the razor. You're not going to be chayev malchus for removing the corners of the beard unless you're using a razor. Where is this derived from? So the Torah says lo sashchis eis pas zikonecha. The language is not just don't cut; it's don't destroy. And we have that pasuk as well when it comes to kohanim. And but there it says ufa'as zikonam lo yigalechu. So we have the language lo tashchis and lo yigalechu. Lo yigalechu means don't shave. Lo tashchis mean don't destroy. So what does that mean? What is going to be where on the one hand it's going to be a shave, on the other hand it's really going to destroy? So we assume that that's not using a tweezer or a plane, which is another type of implement that's able to pull out hair. It does pull out hair close to the skin, but it's not usually used for shaving the beard. The only thing that really has these qualifications of, on the one hand, it's lo tashchis, it's able to destroy. On the other hand, yigalechu, it's able to shave, is the razor. And that's customarily used for shaving, and it cuts very close to the skin. And therefore, trimming the beard with scissors is okay. You can't, maybe very too close to the skin, the issues with the shavers that we have, different opinions about that, but the razor is the Issa D'Oraisa, and therefore the Mishnah, that's when the Mishnah says, Eino chayv ad shi yitlenu bitar, you only chayv if you use a razor. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu l'ktobu malket o berohitni chayv. He believes that, no, not only a razor, even if you use, as we said, the tweezer or the plane, these cut very close to the skin, and therefore he believes that this is usher as well. When we speak about it, has to be shaving and destruction at the same time. He says people use these as well to cut. They'll use a tweezer to cut hair, and therefore this falls into that prohibition as well. We have to remember though, when it comes to cutting the peos, there it's not about a razor. There, even using scissors to cut off the peos is prohibited.